Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set, pop!
Borahe, Iconic Armies.
Borahe.
All right. So in our last episode, we finished up talking about Love Me Again. And so for this episode, of course, we're going to be talking about rainy days and covering all things rainy days.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about our first impressions here a little bit. And I totally messed up on this. Even though we've been ARMY since 2017, I still got the time zones
Listen,
wrong.
The time zone, it's always difficult. It never gets easier as you become even a veteran
You're
ARMY.
Being too gracious. Because it wasn't just like an hour off. It was the whole day wrong. Okay.
the whole day. But that happens.
I thought that it was coming out on Friday at 11 p.m. And that's what I told you. I was like, right when we saw the comeback schedule, I went and looked it up. And no, it was Thursday at 11 p.m. our time. And so you and I both slept through the release of Rainy Days.
Okay. Here's the thing. Is like, I could have definitely gone and figured it out on my own. Mm-hmm. But for some reason when you told me, I was just like, oh yeah, because you knew exactly when Love Me Again was coming out.
Right.
So like I just didn't
I guess I was right on that
it.
One.
Yeah, you were right on that one. Yeah. So I just didn't question it.
You had no reason to not trust me, but I still felt so bad because this is your bias's comeback and like, you know, you could have.
But I should have like looked it up for myself. But yeah, like I ended up waking up the next morning to a bazillion text messages from you being like, I feel so bad. I fucked up.
I just said, girl, like, oh my God, the Rainy Days music video actually came out last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it. I was waiting for you to like, I knew you would wake up to do your morning routine and like start to go to work. So I knew that you would see eventually. Yeah. And I just waited for you to be able to see.
It was so sweet that you waited because after I woke up, I was just not ready for it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk. And like I did my morning walk and I listened because I was just waiting for the music to be on Spotify. Like I really needed it on Spotify.
Yes.
So I at least went and listened to it there. And then I could talk about the song a little bit, but I'm like, once I get back home from my walk, I'll watch the music video.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was super sweet that you were like, yes, of course. Like I'm just going to wait till you watch it. Like I'm just not going to watch it until, you know, you go ahead and start watching it too.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But initial first impressions of the song and the music video. I love the song. Of course, like what really stood out to me was that little bit of a lo-fi sound at the beginning. The very jazziness is peak Taeyang. But also what I love about Rainy Days is that it is a little bit more poppy. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like I could really like bounce along to it a little bit more than I could Love Me Again. Although both songs are fantastic. But I just noticed this one was a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more mid-tempo.
Totally.
Poppy.
Yeah, because of that lo-fi too. And then even the second verse picks up a little bit and has like some of that groove to it.
Yeah.
So totally. My first impression was I loved the song and I felt like the music video, I was just like stunned because I felt like there was so much detail, so much symbolism and so much like storyline coming through.
So much art. It's so artsy.
So artsy. I felt like this was so Kim Taeyang, like purely Kim Taeyang. And I could not wait to talk about the music video with you. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and we're going to talk about the lyrics and production of Rainy Days. And then we're also going to be talking about the music video and all of its magnificent little details and artistry that is portrayed within it.
Yes. But before we get into it, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us further and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our soundcheck episodes, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, but any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you all for being here and for listening.
Thanks so much. By the way, reminder that this month of August, we are asking you guys to help us support the World Food Program through the United Nations. That's WFP.org. Remember that world hunger is a global issue, but it is a solvable issue. And we just need to be able to get the right resources in the right places. Your donation can go so far and help so many people. So try it out.
Yeah.
Go to WFP.org. Let's get into Rainy Days. So this song was written and produced. It was written by Dongyun Kim again, just like Love Me Again, Frankie Skaka, Freekind, Gigi, and Master Wu. And then it was also produced by Skaka.
Couple familiar names from Love Me Again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll probably see some of these people come back up on the rest of the songs in the album too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see like how he came across some of these producers and they very much fit his vibe and his style of music. So
yeah,
definitely here for it.
Yeah.
So for Rainy Days vibe, kind of like what I was saying, it has this jazzy lo-fi sound to it. At the very beginning, that jazzy piano is playing. And for some reason, it reminds me very much of like Etta James, like 1960s jazz and blues. But what happens is that part of the jazzy piano, it loops over and over right at the beginning. And then in there, you hear these phone notifications and sounds dinging. You can hear him like texting, the sounds of like the texting, and then the sending, like the swoop of the send of the text mm-hmm. message. So that to me is very lo-fi, those kind of random noises that elsewise would be like very distracting in a song, but it's like as it's used as part of the instrumental. Mm-hmm. And then you hear this distant chatter, just, you know, indistinct chatter going on. And then there's of course rain pattering outside of a window, which is very fitting for rainy days.
Can so, we just have a little moment to appreciate just the fact that this is your bias.
I know.
Putting out this style of song, like lo-fi is some of your favorite mixes to listen to. You've been known to put on a nice lo-fi in the background when you're trying to relax and
I
do something
else. I listen to like lo-fi BTS mixes. Mm-hmm. Like when I want to like sit down and journal or do something creative or something like that, I'll turn on a lo-fi playlist for sure. Whether that's like a lo-fi and hype-in BTS mix, like mm-hmm. that's really my go-to. Mm-hmm. But even before that, I made a playlist that made me, it was kind of like Forte Young, I guess.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of lo-fi music on it. I called mm-hmm. it Dante and Beatrice, which is like a piece of art. Mm-hmm. But like, I just find it, I'm not surprised by it, but it's also very reassuring. Like, okay, yeah, like he's definitely 100%, 120% my bias.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But that jazzy piano at the beginning, love it so, so much. I also feel like these synths that are played within the song, they're to me very reminiscent of like the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour or even some of the synthesizers used in the Beatles song Rain. Mm-hmm. Can't help but to go there. So again, very like 60s styled music. Super for his vocals, like there's this melancholy tone to his voice, but the song itself is not sad. If that makes sense. Like his tone, it feels a little somber. You can feel a little bit of the somberness mm-hmm. when he's speaking about these rainy days. But something about the instrumental kind of like...
It balances
yeah. it. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't lean too sad.
It does not lean sad. Mm-hmm. Like it is more of a mid-tempo, more of a pop beat. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of gives you this little glimmer of hopefulness in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't feel like there's a terminality to this relationship in the way that he's talking about it in the song.
No.
But it seems like there's some possibility there. And that is that little glimmer of hopefulness and that little upbeatness that we feel in the song.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into the amazing lyrics of this song. So he starts with the chorus and in it, he's like kind of ruminating on this, what we're thinking is a breakup or maybe like a separation. Maybe it's not set in stone that they're they're for sure broken up, but it really seems like they're not together. They're not talking. And this is on a day when he's inside and isolated, and he finds it hard to not think of them. Of course, saying, "Rainy days, I'm thinking about you, what to say." And he says, "Wish I knew how to find the way right back to you on rainy days." So he's feeling like every time that these types of days comes up where he has to stay home, it's more people kind of getting their feelings on a rainy day. And it's just where his thoughts go, just back to this person. And, oh man, I wish I could get back with them.
Yeah, thinking about how to get back together, yeah. Or even reaching out.
Even reaching out.
What would I say, though?
The rain makes me think of them, and I don't know what to say.
You're totally seeking that comfort, right?
Totally.
You're seeking what's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah. So then afterwards, he gets into the first verse and he talks about how he's staring at his phone wide awake. And this is interesting to me because sometimes people feel really snoozy on rainy days, but no, he really cannot. And he's hoping that they'll reach out. And he's just kind of ruminating on how much the time they had together was so great and that it's all he can think about. And he wishes that they could go back to that moment. So it seems like it's not definitive that they're over. It seems like the way he's saying this, that he's kind of putting the ball in this person's court. Like, mm-hmm. if he were to reach out to them, like, "Hey, I'm open to this, like, remember those great times?" Mm-hmm. Like, it might be cool to rekindle that again. He's just kind of waiting from here to hear from them.
Yeah. It's not clear on how much time has passed, but it could be that some time has passed, that like the breakup has been going on and that these are just lingering feelings. Like, it's that part of the breakup where you don't talk anymore. You very much are not together anymore, but it's still hard. I mean, you go from talking to this person every day and being mm-hmm. with them in every moment to not seeing them at all. Mm-hmm. And so those lingering feelings could still be around, even if like a couple months have passed. It's still tough.
Right.
And so for him in this song, it really seems like knowing that it's over, but still not fully moved on, maybe not ready to move on with in life, but definitely can't go back to what they used to be.
Yeah.
But in that moment, still really missing what they had. Mm-hmm. And so I think that kind of goes along with the looping that you hear of the repetitive jazz piano.
Yeah.
In the music video, we'll talk about it later, but there's a lot of themes of looping mm-hmm. and circles. And so kind of being stuck in this place and time where you're not sure how to move on, mm-hmm. but you really can't go back.
Yeah. I love the thing of you can't go back. Like, he's acknowledging like they can't reclaim those times.
Right.
They know that too much time has passed and they can't get back to that. But like, he still really wants that.
Still
and
a little hopeful.
He's trying to figure out how.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. So the second verse, I think, Kayla, you and I both agree that like this is our favorite verse of the whole song, mm-hmm. because this is where there's a little bit more inflection in his voice. And we've been saying like so far with Layover and these two songs, like Taeyang has this very mature approach and very level-headedness to a breakup. Like, for the amount of strong and hurt emotions you can feel with a breakup, he's being very level-headed in how he's delivering the song and what he's saying. But his inflection in his voice in the second verse, there's a little bit of like clapback attitude, but it's not overt. Like, it's not very obvious. So when he starts the second verse where he says, "Remember how I used to make you laugh the most," there's a little oomph in his voice,
mm-hmm.
a little like, "Hey, I used to make you laugh like this,"
right.
you know?
No one else can make you laugh like I made you laugh.
No one else can do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, "We can start again. Tell me it's over. We can start it over. Yeah, you're my four-leaf clover," which we were also just making the connection with these lyrics of like over and clover rhyming with lay over.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if that's intentional, but I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Because in the music video, you can also see him writing layover in the clay mm-hmm. and the art that he's working on.
At the same time of these lyrics too.
Yeah. So I feel like there's a little bit of placement there
totally.
To like make that connection.
Yeah.
But this shows that, you know, he's not resentful or there's not anger, but maybe just like a little like, yeah, there's some hurt here.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of hurt here. And maybe it's his fault that they couldn't spend a lot of time together. He talks a little bit about that in this verse.
Right. He's like, "I have no right to say this.
I have no right to say this.
We can make up for this time."
Yeah. And makeup for this time could be like they weren't able to spend enough time together. Mm-hmm. Or it could just be like all the time that's passed since they've broken up.
Totally.
You know, like even though we haven't been talking, even though we've been broken up, like we can, our love is so good, we could make up for that if we were to get back together, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, either way, he wants to make up for the time that's mm-hmm. been lost. You know,
he
that
desire is
there.
He wants to get back with them.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
He really, this is the verse where I feel like he's really pleading his case.
Yeah.
And like where he says, we can start again, open all the doors. Like that's just being very blunt about it. You know, like when you end a relationship, you close that door, you burn that bridge. It made me think about like when me and my husband started like dating and he wasn't sure, we weren't sure how serious we were going to be or wanted to be because it was college. But I had said, and we had been friends for a really long time also before we started dating. And so we weren't sure if we wanted to like go back that past that friendship or whatever. But I had said to him, like, let's just leave the door open. Like, we're really enjoying the time that we're spending together. We don't have to go down that road, but let's just leave the door open. Let's leave the possibility open. And me saying,
I love that you said that.
Yeah. And me saying that to him, he's told me like is what changed it all for him. And he was like, yeah, okay, we can. And then literally 2 weeks later we were dating and he was telling me that he loved me. So he fell hard, fell fast, but yeah. It was because I said like, let's keep that door open. And so I love that Taeyong is using that same type of word and imagery here with mm-hmm. open all the doors, because it's just open all the possibilities to like what we could be again. He's telling this person like we could, like it doesn't have to end up like it did, like we could still be so good together. There's still so many possibilities.
Yeah absolutely.
Anyways, yeah, he's really pleading his case there. And I feel like in this song, he's trying to figure out, like, his main goal is to figure out how to get back together with this person
mm-hmm.
stuck in on a rainy day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if it's not, like, literally a rainy day outside, like, it could just be those days where you're feeling very down, when you're feeling more like depressed, and mm-hmm. it's easy to start to ruminate and get kind of into this headspace of the past.
Totally.
Yeah which I think very much gets into the music video, because the music video, some of the things that he does, like the sniffing the clothes and like having a difficult time getting out of bed, and like the clothes are dirty, you're kind of dirty, like you just like the self-care is like all gone.
I totally agree with you. The rainy days does not have to be a literal like rainy day. You know, like it's so much like how you're feeling on the inside and your mood, and you're more so trapped within your own psyche of what's going on emotionally than you are like actually trapped inside your apartment or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I think he does a really great job of symbolizing that here in the music video. So mm-hmm. let's talk about it. So first of all, the music video was filmed in Spain, which is such a cool like set. Like they had a really, really cool like building and apartment that we see throughout the video. But also in this video is a Yeontan lookalike.
I cannot believe it's a lookalike. I thought it was Yeontan.
Heartbreaking.
Oh, at least I think it is the real Yeontan in the concept photos that he put out.
It is.
Okay.
He confirmed it. I mean, it is the real Yeontan in the concept photos. And I feel like, I mean, the Yeontan and then the music video Yeontan are so similar. Like if you see a side by side,
they are so similar.
But when you see a side by side, you're like, okay, I do see that they're not the same. But because he filmed in Spain, he couldn't bring Yeontan.
Right.
So he got a Yeontan lookalike to be in the video, which he just, Yeontan was there in spirit.
Just so iconic that he put his dog in his concept photos and in his music video.
Yeah.
Iconic. Like,
iconic.
Yes. Like if I could put a hazelnut in a music video with me, fuck yes, I would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
Like if he understands the pet video, love here.
He does. Yeah. He does. And also like who are you hanging out with and bringing you the most comfort when you're lonely?
Your dog, absolutely.
It's your best friend. Oh. Yeah, completely.
Go give your dog a kiss.
Oh, right now. Okay, so the other thing that we've kind of mentioned is the constant loop of being stuck in time. And so at the very beginning of the music video, there's a quote on the bottom of the screen that says, when you listen really carefully, loops go wheeling, which makes us think about that repetitive piano that we hear. And then he also has a quote that says, cozy and stuck. So, I mean, I think that really describes, I suppose, him in the music video. Stuck and also cozy boy, you know, on a rainy day.
Yeah. Also, when you listen really carefully, loops go wheeling. It makes me think if you get like hyper focused or on something, you know, you start to like lose the big picture and you can really start to spiral.
Yeah.
You know, like you can really start get stuck in this cycle of like, if you're looking a little too closely, you start to become a little bit more blind.
Right.
To reality.
Right. And you need to step back to not wheel into it and spiral into it. Totally. Also, we should talk about the visual representation of loops in the music video, which is the set. Like, there is the building itself. When we see the outside of the building, it's a lot of curvature and like round sides to it. Like every single room and apartment is round. And then when you are inside the apartment, the windows are round. There's a bunch of decor that is round, like a spherical lamp, a lamp on a stand that ends in a round bulb, like a cluster of like spheres like on the table next to the TV. I mean, it's just the circles are all over. Even the table in the kitchen is a circle. The circles are everywhere.
The lamps are spheres. Like, it's, everywhere. So it's really showing that, like, that continuous loop, the circles, the not being able to move out or in, like, just stuck, just completely stuck. Right. And, that's really shown. Kind of going back to that line, too, at the beginning of, like, when you listen really carefully, loops go wheeling. Like, just makes me think in, like, the perspective of this relationship that he was in. Like, I could see him going and looking at, like, every little detail. Like, one thing that she said or one thing that he did. And just, like, going with that and, like, making so many different interpretations of it. And really skewing from reality.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just thinking more about that.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of singularity parallels. I don't know if I was the only army who saw this, but I feel like there's a lot of singularity parallels.
You're definitely not. I mean, the instant that I saw the bed.
The bed.
Like, singularity performance. Hello.
Right. Yeah. Also, like, 2 seconds into this music video, he's on a bed. Kim Tae-young puts himself on beds. Like, he does it. I don't know why he does it. Stop it.
You know why he does it.
Stop it. There's the bed. The mirror that you see when he's working with in the art space, it also looks very similar to the pool of water that he is looking in and, like, looking at his reflection in the Singularity music video. The faces on the mirrors also, like, those, like, clay models of faces remind me a lot of the masks that you see in the Singularity music video. The roses, there's a bunch of roses in
Singularity.
The Singularity music video, and then there's a rose that's blooming and then, like, wilting in this music video. There's also, like, we don't know if they're newspapers, but it comes off like bundles of newspapers, but they're kind of, like, just
strewn about.
It looks like he's, like, decoding something on these. But there's also newspapers in the Singularity music video that are, like, mounted behind him. Like, it's like wallpaper newspapers. And then also there's, like, there's a retro TV.
The old-timey TV in both,
like,
of them.
Yeah, like, very vintage. And, of course, this whole setting for the Rainy Days music video is very retro.
Yeah. Totally.
Except I will say the TV in this music video is not very retro. Looks more modern.
Yeah, a little bit more. Something else that gives a little bit of a retro vibe is references to the Truman Show, which many, many army pointed out. So we have to mention it, which is when Tae-young is painting himself in the music video, like, white paint with the baguette, that is very similar to a scene in the Truman Show where he, like, is using a bar of soap on the mirror and outlining and tracing himself. So this evidence of the Truman Show connection gives even more stuck in that loop kind of feeling. So many armies talked about this and we had to point it out, but I haven't seen the Truman Show since I was a small child. So
I think I watched it in school.
Really?
Like, in grade school.
Damn. That's a deep cut.
Is it a deep cut? Maybe I was in middle school. I don't know.
I don't know, but it
was a really long time ago.
Yeah,
that I watched
but
it.
I don't remember all the specifics.
But very, like, Groundhog
I think that
Day.
That was cool. Yeah,
right?
I mean, that gave me that vibe too. That, like, repetition.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, until you correct it, until you can make it right, of being stuck in a loop type of thing. So we saw these connections and had to mention them. But we also, especially Bethany being a massive Beatles fan, could not help but to notice some Beatles and Lennon connections here too.
I really felt so much Lennon connection, especially with just the visuals. I have to start by just talking about, like, Tae-young's art style. Like, we've seen, like, the similar faces that he makes with his art, but I love that we get to see him, like, actively creating art in this music video and making that face and, you know, having those similar elements in each of his pieces of artwork. But like, I just can't help but to notice now that like John Lennon also did his own art, and it was also this very like sketchy, but a little bit more cartoony looking, but like more sketchy. I feel like Taeyong has a little bit of that sketchingness going on, but he mixes it with like more Picasso cubism.
But both of their subjects are human.
They're both human. Mm-hmm. And what's very distinct about both of them that you're like, oh, that's a Lennon piece. Or you can say like, oh, that's a Kim Taeyong piece, is like they have very similar facial features that are like consistent.
Right.
In all of them, across the board, where you can be like, oh, that's a Lennon. Oh, that's a Kim Taeyong.
Right.
So I just find that very interesting. But what really stood out to me was Taeyong having this bed on the ground and like being in bed, but then also like these newspapers. It looks like he's like going over reading these newspapers and like circling things and whatnot. Like, it really reminded me of just when Yoko Ono and Lennon ended up doing the bed-ins for peace, where they were, it was like this 2 week long nonviolent protest against the Vietnam Wars, where they just laid in bed. And Lennon really, like, he religiously read the newspaper, which I think a lot of people did in the time. But like, he would sit on, like, I can picture him in photos, like sitting on the ground next to his bed reading newspapers. And so of course I couldn't help but to just like make that connection. Mm-hmm. And also like Taeyong has like these very round artsy glasses that look very Lennon to me. They're not as small as Lennon's, but the blonde hair too, and just kind of a artsy look to him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, he is really serving some John Lennon right now.
Yeah.
To me.
Yes. The artsiness for real, the way that Taeyong is really super creative in this music video and how he represents himself feels very Lennon-esque, in how Lennon is such an artist and a creative, and it's just purely very, himself and putting that out there.
Yeah, very unique man, just like Kim Taeyong. Yeah. Just some like seeing the parallels.
Yeah, very cool.
Very, very cool.
Very cool to see.
Maybe I'm the only one, like, and that's a totally random tangent, but I can't help but to make the parallels.
No, I think
there.
It's a unique perspective. You may be the only one, but it's still, it's a unique perspective that you have as someone who grew up as a massive Beatles fan. Like, if you're a kind of newer listener, it cannot be understated. Like, if Bethany was alive during Beatles mania, she would have been the biggest fangirl.
I would be that girl fainting on the field of Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
That would be me.
She's heard all the albums. She's watched all the documentaries. Yeah. She's, you know, grieved over the fact that she couldn't have been there at the time. So
lifelong fangirl.
So I don't think that it's crazy to make these connections.
Right.
I think it's a unique perspective, and I think it's cool that Taeyong and Lennon share so many of these same qualities. Uh-huh. I don't think that it's intentional. I just think that it's something that happens when you have such a creative, unique individual who puts out art into the world like this.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. Let's talk about the music video, because there's really like a lot to unpack here all of the details. Again, in this music video, we talked a little bit about how he has like this earring cuff that he wore in Love Me Again. He has that earring cuff look again here in Rainy Days.
Hot.
It's very hot. I love the aesthetic. It looks really good on him. But the setting is just really cool. We talked about it a little bit inside the apartment, where there's just a lot of cylinder lamps, like the windows are all circular. The apartment itself is like really up high and this like really tall,
like high-rise building.
Yeah. But it's like this jet out like circular room, so the room itself is a cylinder.
Very cool. And the rest of the styling of the furniture, besides seeing a lot of spheres, is very like mid-century modern-y.
Yeah.
And he has some very interesting pieces in there too, like a white chair with kind of like blue scribbles all over it. But he does have some really cozy looking pieces too. Like, we see him in bed, and those two pillows that he has gives me just like 70s. Like, maybe that's why you go
60s,
Lennon and Yoko
70s.
Ono too.
Yeah.
Like, those just look straight off of like a 70s couch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But you see him in bed looking over to the other side of the bed, you know, of course, reminiscing on who used to be there, thinking about the past. And there's a really like gut-wrenching scene where he puts his head down onto a pillow, but he's kind of propped up on his elbows, and you just see him head like fully dipped down. Like you can tell he's just
groaning
and he's in agony. Like he is just missing this person so much.
Yeah,
you see him reach out for the other side of the bed too.
Which like, gives me Yoongi Run vibes. Ooh, so much, like him reaching across the bed. But
and this iconic shot of him sniffing his like clothes to see if they're clean or not, you know, like,
in the depression cycle, haven't done laundry for a while.
Sniff test.
I also have to say, him lonely in bed here like reaching out makes me think of how he used to talk about how he always needs to like snuggle and cuddle when he goes to bed, and he doesn't have anyone to cuddle with. He's like looking like, who am I gonna
except
snuggle?
For Yeon-tan.
Only Yeon-tan right there.
That's why Yeon-tan had to be in the music video.
That's right. So he wasn't alone. And okay, so after he gets out of bed, we kind of see him like probably trying to have breakfast. He sets the table. The Yoon-tan lookalike Yoon-tan is sitting there at the table.
I know, so in the chair. In the chair. Ready for my meal.
Just adorable. And I mean, they're just giving you the loving, warm company. Like
the ever loyal dog.
Right. Yes. Sitting in, making sure Taeyong isn't having breakfast alone.
Before we kind of move on with that, there was a really, really cool shot too in the music video where you get to see the outside of that apartment complex. And if you look closely over to the left-hand side, you can see a V formation of some birds flying in the sky, which I don't know if that's like an actual shot or if they like just put that in there, which they probably did. But
I hope it's not CGI. I hope it's an authentic shot that they got on site and they were just like, oh my gosh, look at that, perfect timing, let's capture it.
V.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's maybe my headcanon. Let's zoom in and see if we think it's CGI. You know, we'll report back. Someone tell us.
Such a neat detail. Such a neat detail.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
But anyways, during this like kind of breakfast scene where you see him at the table with Yoon-tan, there's just this very quick moment of black and white film where you see Taeyong in the kitchen, the same kitchen, but it looks like it's from a different time frame. And he's looking over his shoulder at the camera as if it's like a POV kind of thing of the girl who used to be there with him, you know, of like when he used to be happy. Like he's thinking, I used to make breakfast for us, you know, and now I'm making breakfast just for me.
And it feels like he's like watching this video on his phone as he's sitting there scrolling his, you know, scrolling on his phone during breakfast.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Also, when he's pouring, it looks like he's like pouring sugar out of a bag at breakfast, and this is another like time loop situation because you see the sugar pouring in reverse back up into the bag. So it's like he's stuck in this moment too of like rewatching this video over and over again at breakfast.
I had not thought about it. It's like he's watching the video.
Just seeing these two screenshots back to back of the video and then him holding his phone is what made me think, like, damn.
That's probably what he's doing. Just revisiting those memories over and over, replaying it back, looking into the tiny details.
Looping. Loops go wheeling.
Totally.
And then we see him sitting, this is what you were talking about earlier, sitting on the floor. And we know that they're not newspapers. Like, you can clearly see when they're all spread out, it's like a bunch of random dots and like blocks and cubes. It looks like he's really decoding. He's trying to figure out the solution to how he can get them back. But what gives the newspaper vibe is that you see stacks of these papers bound all around the room, like entwined, just like you would throw out a stack of newspapers. There's like 7-8 stacks of them just strewn about, and he's tearing through them, researching, compiling info. How can I get you back?
You see him too at a computer, kind of like researching, doing that same thing, and it just goes along with the lyrics of him like thinking, like, what would I say to you if I were to reach out to you? What would I say to you? Or, you know, thinking back, like, what could we have been, what could we have done differently, you know? And like, that's, he's trying to make sense of it, and the truth is that, you know, they just, they're broken up. Like, there's nothing he could have done, nothing he could have done differently. Also, what's very interesting is if you watch when he's sitting and watching TV, you see him sitting in front of the TV, and we think that like what the TV has on it is like, sometimes you see more of a, like a real flower, or you'll see a photo of a real fox, but then you'll see an animation of these lambs or like sheep. And then you'll also see that rose that's like that flower.
Yeah, it's like morphing from being cartoon into reality.
To reality.
And back. Yeah.
Yeah. So it really seems like that fine line and that kind of looping of like what's real and what is he like fantasizing or fictionalizing in his mind about this relationship.
Yes. And I just want to talk about the lamb to the fox, because first you see these, if we're thinking that the cartoon is like what he's fantasizing in his mind, and then when it becomes real, that's the reality that is this person or is what he's experiencing, then the lambs in his mind is like the innocence, the happiness, the joy, the good part. And then it cuts to this fox, which to me reads sly, like sneaky, done you wrong, you know, like the reality,
deceiving. And that's, it's so sad because it's like the reality, you know, that's
what he's dealing with.
And you see it cut to this shot of Taeyong real close in on his eyes, which we get shots of his eyes, but like in this shot we have like this teardrop that's forming in his waterline. And it's just heartbreaking.
That came right after two very close shots of him biting his lip too.
Right.
Like he bit his lip twice.
He looped his lip bite.
He did loop his lip bite. Yeah, and you're right though. We hadn't mentioned it yet, but the video starts with like tiles of his eyes. You know, and then it doubles and you get even more, and he just floored us, destroyed us from the beginning, because all he needs is his
sometimes
eyes.
Sometimes his brows are furrowed and
we just can't handle his gaze.
But I'm pretty sure the thumbnail of the music video is his eye.
And you know what it is too, it's like half of his eye is covered in hair too, and it's all you need is like one eye, and you know it's fucking iconic Taeyong.
Of course.
So handsome. But this shot is so interesting because we see his eyes so many times in the video, and this is the one with a big crocodile tear, and we almost didn't notice it. You know, it wasn't until like the second or third time that we saw the video.
It's very subtle.
Yeah,
but it's there. Yeah.
And then it goes right into the second verse after that. It's like the hurt has reached its height and he finally just has to lay it all out there and say, fine, here's my piece.
So this is where we see all those like clay models of his face, and they're all lined up around like that mirror that he's working on. He's now like in his art studio, which is very cool, which I guess, Kayla, we hadn't really thought about how like he gets into this mode of like working on his art. Like, I wonder if it's
to like process
his way of processing and trying to get out of this like toxic loop.
Totally.
Yeah. Taking a step away from just like replaying the videos and like taking that energy and putting it towards something creative.
Yeah. Doing something with your hands, to, especially because he's creating busts of himself on a loop, like in an infinite circle that then you see spinning too.
Yeah. And it's a mirror on the inside, so he's like staring at himself while he's working on it.
Fuck.
Damn.
There's so much there. Ugh. It has to, yeah, that has to represent his process of trying to get out of this loop and break out of this feeling and stuck in this like wishing and wanting, but knowing that you can't go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go back.
Yeah.
There are just so many really hot shots in this moment of him in the working studio that I just have to fangirl over for just a moment.
Please.
His hair is perfection, but I love these glasses on him, and he's in this like somewhat oversized like gray sweatshirt, but his sleeves are rolled up, so his forearms are exposed. And he has this one shot where he's like, I don't know if he's like wiping his lip or what he's doing, but his forearm and his veins are just like bulging in front of the fucking camera. Like, why? Like, he left that shot in for the sexiness.
So hot.
Of course he did.
His arms are so veiny in this video.
It's because they're just like hanging down below him, and the blood is just pulling.
It wrecks. And the fact that we're seeing him like work with his hands so much too, like working with the clay, making like the models and forming like the layover clay that you talked about too. Just, I mean, so hot.
It's so hot. He just looks so artsy. He looks so in his element here. But I feel like this is truly like a depiction of what he does to process stuff. We don't get to see a lot of like Kim Taeyong originals. I'm so grateful for like the BTS collection that they did, where he ended up making those like enamel pens for us. That we have some like original Kim Taeyong pieces. But like, I don't feel like he releases his art all that much, but this makes me feel like he probably has a lot of art he hasn't shared with us. So getting to see him in this studio, this art studio, is just so cool. I think one of the most iconic shots of the entire music video that I'm surprised is not like the thumbnail of this music video, is where he's standing straight up and he's about to like kind of do that Truman Show-esque painting of like, it looks like a self-portrait that he's doing.
In his art style
on a, like on a mirror in front of him, or a window in front of him. And he's holding the white paint in one hand, and then he's painting with like a baguette.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Why? I don't know. I just think it's like Kim Tae-young's mind. Like, he's like, why not?
I mean, he loves France. He loves Paris. Right. Like, I mean, I don't know. Is part of this relationship special to Paris? You know, is there a connection there?
Or, probably.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of really romantic trips there. Let's be real.
Yeah. Okay, let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean, he goes there a lot.
He really does.
I'm sure he has definitely been there with this special person.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe so.
Like a little piece of their little representation of their love being painted with this baguette.
To paint his emotions about what he's going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the shot, I don't know what it is about the way he's looking at the camera when he's holding the baguette.
The eyebrow quirk. It looks a little anticipation innocent of being ready to paint, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks a little innocent. It looks a little focused, but also caught off guard.
Yeah.
All in one.
Mm-hmm. It's very cute.
He's like, oh, me? Me? You taking a picture of me? Is that what you're doing right now? Like, yeah, you're filming a music video.
Yeah. I love when he's like halfway through painting it and he kind of steps back and sizes himself up to it, kind of shrugs his shoulders a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, yeah, it's looking like me so far. I really like that.
It's cute. Yeah. It's cute. I love the like little antennas that he puts on his, what we think is a self-portrait here. Mm-hmm. Makes me think of his nickname from a long, long time ago, where Army used to call him like a little alien. Mm-hmm. I think that's what those little antennas are for that he put on there.
Yeah, he definitely knows himself to be a unique person and someone who's not very easily understood. Like, we know this about him, that like Namjoon has talked about that they have such a special connection because Namjoon really worked to understand Taeyang.
Yeah.
And, you know, they understand each other in that way. So he must feel like an alien and kind of out of place. And especially at times like this when he's going through a breakup and lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really feel like this self-portrait is representative of the emotions that he's feeling in this song. And like you said, this is his artistic process, his creative process to try to work through those feelings. So it would make sense that he's trying to represent those here in this portrait.
Yeah. One of the last shots is there's like, again, circles like around his face. But this looks more like you're trying to line up a drawing. Like, I don't even know. It looks very stencil-y.
Mm-hmm. It's like geometrically like aligning his features. Yeah. Right? Like
to like make the perfect face is what it looks like.
Right. I put this on Instagram. I was like, mathematically perfect face. Like, yeah. Proven.
Yeah. But again, just a very artsy shot of him. And another point to just, you know, really admire his handsomeness here.
But again, I have to notice the circle around his face, the looping around him here, and even around his eye again.
I didn't even think about this too with eyes being round.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why there's so many eye shots.
Bitch.
Looking into his soul too at the same time.
Really though.
Damn it. I mean,
that's what it is too. When he's diving deep into his art and trying to process, he's getting into his soul and what he's really thinking and feeling. So
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much to this music video.
So much. I'm sure there's so much we miss too, probably.
Yeah. The last thing is that ARMY's realized that Taeyang had a major teaser and spoiler about this album actually coming out before he dropped it, which was that he had posted a picture on his Instagram story of his 7 tattoo upside down, which now we realize is literally like the V in Layover. And he puts this V in at the end of Rainy Days as well, and if you turn it around and reverse it, it looks like the seven.
And it's in purple.
Ma, Kim Tae-young. Kim Tae-young is the biggest OT7. You
know, he came up with Borahe.
he literally did.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, so I love this music
video. I love him. Yeah. I could cry. I love him so much.
Can you believe you still get three more music videos from him?
I, you know, The wait has been worth it for sure. Like, I did not expect I would get so many music videos. Yeah. Like, I'm just over the moon. I'm truthfully over the moon. Like, you were saying, like, you got to have Jimin and Indigo, and I really fucking enjoyed Jack in the Box when it came out. But like, Taeyang was my original BTS bias, and he is like stayed true to being my bias all this time. And so his solo work is like living up to everything I would expect from him. Like, this is true to his style. I think Kayla, you had talked about, like, Namjoon said, oh, like, what you're going to get from Taeyang is like nothing you've ever heard before. And you're like, but like, also, maybe not for BTS's music, it's not something we've heard before, but for Kim Taeyang, this is absolutely what we thought it would be.
Yeah, you know, this the very jazzy, I mean, the old timey,
the sultry, I mean, his honey vocals.
It's like, everything.
Yeah, and I just, we know that he's been working so hard on this music for so long. It still feels surreal that it's here. To me, even though we've gotten these two songs, I'm so excited for the rest of Layover and especially the music videos. I mean, what a gift.
Soak it in, girl. Every moment. I know, I am. It's just going to keep coming. Yeah.
Both Rainy Days and Love Me Again are on my biking playlist. Yes. And so getting to bike and getting into fall, I love having his music now that I get to listen to while I'm out.
Totally.
Enjoying life.
Oh, amazing.
Ah, love.
I'm so happy for you that your bias has finally come out with this incredible music. And of course, I'm loving it too, just as much. I absolutely love it. And I cannot wait to hear what else he has in store for us. If you guys had any thoughts about Rainy Days that we have not said or that you haven't shared with us yet, please reach out to us on Twitter or Instagram. We'd love to, or I guess it's X now, and Instagram.
Oh, X,
whatever, Elon. But anyways, we'd love to hear from you guys. And it's the best part of our week. So Standing BTS Podcast, wherever you want. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially the VIPs, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so much. We love you.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, let us know. And if, as always, you can find links for all the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.